Time for the Binge Club with Matthew Green. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, John. How are you?
I am exceptionally well, Matthew. How are
Good.
You?
I'm also very well.
I am a little irritated that you asked me how I am, but other than that, I'm fine.
Well, sorry. I'll never ask you again.
What should I be? I'm not going to be watching television this weekend, but if I were, what should I be watching?
Well, everybody else besides you should be watching Schitt's Creek. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's a Canadian sitcom created
with
by
S C H I double T, just in case people are worried.
Yep. Exactly. Yes, it's a surname. Mm. It's very above board. Nothing vulgar about it. It's essentially about a very wealthy family that loses all of their money and has to move into a small town to basically survive without having any cash. It's a sitcom, but it's one of those. It's not a canned laughter sitcom like The Big Bang Theory, where it's lowbrow. It's got intelligent humor. There's a lot of character work. The actors in it are from well-established highbrow comedy movies. You know, so it's a high-quality thing. It's actually just recently finished in the U.S., but the final season is now on Netflix. So you can watch through the entire thing. And the final season actually swept the Emmy Awards and won all major 7 comedy categories, which is the first time any series has ever done that.
Okay, but that's surely not the only watchable thing this weekend.
No. There's also, if you're looking for something a bit more serious, you could watch The Trial of the Chicago 7. It's written and directed by Aaron Sorkin, who did The West Wing. So it's essentially a courtroom drama following a group of anti-Vietnam War protesters. And they're charged with crossing state lines and trying to incite riots at the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. So it's much more realistic. Obviously, it's realistic. It's based on a true story. It's an interesting take on, you know, it's related to what we're currently seeing in the U.S. with the riots and things happening there, but obviously taken from a different perspective. And the one thing that I like, well, one of the things that I liked about it is that the 7 defendants are all from different backgrounds, different personalities, and all believe that the way they should be managing the court case should be different. So it's interesting to see the dynamic between these different characters approach the court case that they're actually having to navigate.
Yeah, Alan Committee, who's directed me in the play that I'm in that finishes at the Baxter this weekend, WhatsApped me the other night saying that this is some of the best work that Aaron Sorkin has done and that it is incredibly watchable.
Yes, and the acting is also fantastic. From actors like Sacha Baron Cohen, who you wouldn't normally expect to be in a serious role, actually brings forward, you know, he actually brings some gravitas and some realism to his acting, which it's unexpected.
Other advice?
There's a great South African show called Inconceivable that's currently on Mnet. It's currently on, I think, episode 8 or 9, but you can watch the earlier episodes on catch up, and I highly recommend watching from the beginning. It's a story of 5 women in their mid-30s, and they're all facing the first few years of getting pregnant or having children, hence the name Inconceivable. But it's not an ordinary drama. It's got much more in common with the primetime soaps like Dallas and Melrose Place and Empire, more so than a serious drama. So I can't really give away the sort of the hook that happens in the first episode, because that would be a spoiler, but something dramatic happens, and then it's how this event affects the lives of these 5 women. And what I like about it is that even though the storyline is a little cliche, and it's I'm not really that surprised by what happens, but the pacing is great, and the acting is quite self-aware, so I'm enjoying the ride of following these characters to the locations that they're kind of leading towards. Some of the acting is a hit and miss, but in this kind of genre, that's a forgivable offense.
And then, Matthew, a lot of people, but quite a few people have told me that something that I should watch is a Netflix French series about an actor's agent. Do you know what I'm referring to?
I don't. The only French thing that's popping up on my radar is a show called Emily in Paris, which has been slated, and I don't think that would be your genre at all.
How do you know what my genre is, young green? It's called Call My Agent, and a lot of people have recommended it to me. Can I recommend it to you then?
Yes, definitely. I am going to add that to my list right now.
Okay. And so Emily in Paris is not something that I should watch. No. On what basis do you make that judgment?
Well, okay, from what I've heard, it doesn't sound like many people should watch it. It's about an American Emily who goes over to Paris, but the writing is full of, it's basically written by Americans who don't know much about French culture or French people.
Hey, they're so Americans.
Stereotypes, exactly. So it's stereotype after caricature, after cliche. So, yes, it's not just that I don't think you would like it. I think that many people wouldn't like it.
And anything on the sort of documentary front that you're excited by at the moment? I mean, Aaron Sorkin's has a kind of docu-feel, I would imagine, but it's not a pure documentary.
Yes. Well, I have recently been obsessed with a show called The Vow, which I'm not sure if it's available in South Africa yet, but it's about the NXIVM cult that happened in the US. I'm not sure if you've heard of all of the drama surrounding that.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's basically they have, there are some of the members of the cult who were hired by Ranieri, who is the head of the cult, to basically create propaganda films. But now that they've left the cult, they've been using all of the footage that they've taken while they were with him to create their own story and explain how they were duped and how they were sucked in and how sort of like their entire journey into this cult happened and how they tried to get other people out and bring the cult down. It's incredibly interesting.
That's The Binge Club with Matthew Green. Matthew, thank you very much indeed.